Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host of Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, we are right back at it. I hope everyone had an awesome Memorial Day. Time to share with your family and friends, but also to reflect on the many veterans, the many warriors in our country that have served us over a significant period of time. Well, this is Catherine Trotter, your host. Thank you for coming right back at us once again. Every Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have started a series talking about life lessons and things that we have been through, things that we have been an overcomer of, things that we have strived to excel in and be our best self. Well, today, we are talking about your DNA. And when we think about DNA, it is the very essence of our existence because it flows through our body. It is what makes us us. It is the handprint of us. It is what our uniqueness is about. And when I think about DNA, I think about what is your unique handprint? What is uniquely making you you? A lot of times we try to copy other individuals. We try to emulate other individuals, but we can only be our unique self. We can only be the one that we was ordained and designed to be. I thank God every day for what he has deposited on the inside of me, a seed. That seed that's on the inside of you mature. It has to grow. It has to end up flourishing to what it should be. And the only way we can do that is if we go through our four different seasons. We have different seasons in our life, just as in naturally we have seasons. Naturally we have the winter, we have autumn, we have fall, we have spring, and we have summer. What season are you in? What season are you in? A lot of times, depending on if we feel we are in our season, our winter season, we feel as though that perhaps what has been put on the inside of us, our unique DNA, maybe we've missed it. Maybe that wasn't what we were called to do. But I'm here to tell you, ma'am, I'm here to tell you, sir, that no, that is what you're called to do. Even though you experience turbulence, even though you experience a rough patch in a hard time, that does not negate the fact that you are called and that you are chosen. You are chosen for such a time as this. You are chosen to reclaim a portion of what has been forgotten. A lot of times we have things that we have prayed for. We have things that we thought of when we was kids that we would do one day. And then as we get older, life happens. And life happens to the point that it takes our joy away. It takes away the very essence of who we are. It takes away the very essence of why we think we are existing right now. One of the things that I think is so key and so important, don't just exist to exist. Make sure that you have goals. Make sure that you have them written down. Make sure you know what you want to do long term. When we talk about what is your DNA, we talk about what is uniquely for you designed to do. What is your DNA? What are you designed to do? Who are you designed to impact? How are you going to impact them? What is going to be the technique and tools that you are going to use? A lot of times we feel that we have to stop because we don't have all of the necessary skills and know-how, or we may even feel that we're not even equipped to do it. But I tell you, it's already in your DNA. It is already in your makeup. It is already pre-designed for you to execute out on what you see, your vision. No one else put that vision in your head. It is what you see. It is what you want to accomplish. What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want out of life? I want you to take a second and think about that. What is it that you want? Once you've thought about what that is that you want, I want you to think about what your life would be like if you don't accomplish that particular goal. What would your life look like? What would it be like? What would it smell like? How would it look if you don't step out on what has been designed for you to do? So are you going to accept a mediocre life? Is that the type of life you want? Is that the type you want to accept? Because, see, it's all in your hands. It's all in your hands of what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. If you're willing to go out there and make a difference, or if you're not willing to go out there and make a difference, it's all in your hands. What do you want? Either you're going to achieve greatness or you're not going to achieve greatness. Either you're going to hit your goal or you're not going to hit your goal. And understand, in hitting your goal, that doesn't mean when you go out to try to attempt to hit your goal that you're going to hit it the first time. That doesn't mean that it's not designed for you to do. We have to go through a process, and in going through that process, we are being refined. We are being shaped into the person that we are called to be. What is in your DNA? What is uniquely designed for you to do? Well, good morning to the leader in you. Thank you all for joining us this morning, those that have been following us for the past several weeks, months, since we started Leader in You. We started a new series several months Mondays ago called Life Lessons, and today we're talking about what's in your DNA. What is designed for you to uniquely do? What is your handprint? What is your handprint? What is designed for you to do? What is specifically designed for you to do? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look to any other person. What is designed for you to do? This morning, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about that. And I want you also to go to my website. There's going to be some thought-provoking questions on my website about how you can execute your next step. We are engaging into a new season, into a new quarter. We're going to be just shy of the third quarter very soon. What are you doing to prepare yourself so that you can execute your innate talents and abilities? What are you doing to prepare yourself? This morning is a very quick piece, a very quick segment, because I really want you to go to my website, and I want you to read the questions, and I want you to execute on the questions. My website is katherinetrotter.com. Again, katherine.com. This morning I'm directing everyone to go to my website, and I want you to read the questions. And then once you read the questions, I want you to send me an email. Let me know how you're going to execute the plan. My email is ct@katherinetrotter.com. Again, that's ct@katherinetrotter.com. I want to leave you with this. A lot of times we will go through hurdles and hindrances and obstacles in our life, but the one thing that's so important, the one thing that's so important is that we don't allow those obstacles to hinder us, that we don't allow it to stop us. I encourage you, I implore you, I motivate you this morning to be what you've designed to be what you have designed to be, to see that vision come to reality. Don't allow the obstacles to stop you. Don't allow your own mindset to stop you. Don't allow the gatekeepers to stop you. Don't allow negative talking people around you to stop to move forward. You press in and you will see a breakthrough. You press forward and then nothing will stop you. You press forward and nobody can stop you. Once again, this is Katherine Trotter, CT Speaks. I'm going to see everybody at the top. Go to my website. Check out the thought-provoking questions. I want you to email me. My website is katherinetrotter.com. That's C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. My email is ct@katherinetrotter.com. Go to the website. Check out the questions. Answer them and then email me. Let's talk about how you're going to move forward into the third quarter. Once again, I'm going to see everybody at the top. What is in your DNA? You're the only person that has that answer. I can't answer it for you, and no one else can, but you know what's in your DNA. You know what your abilities are. You know you have untapped potential that need to be released this third quarter. Go and make it happen. I love everybody, and I'm going to see you at the top.